Hey guys, thanks again for tuning into my podcast, and I hope that everyone is having a great week. Today, I wanted to switch up the tone and give some affirmations to my hardworking moms. This week has been tough for me, and if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen that I shared an experience that I was going through with my toddler, and I was saying how I like go to articles sometimes to read about, you know, what I'm doing wrong or what I should do better and, you know, things like that. And I listen to affirmations to kind of keep me calm. And now I want to share some of those affirmations with you guys so that when you're having one of those mommy days, you can just tune in whenever to listen to these affirmations. These affirmations, they keep me going. They help me remember that everything is in divine order. So welcome, and I hope that these affirmations can help you too. But also, moms, remember that motherhood is just a journey. It's a journey. We all are struggling to get through it. So let's begin. Okay, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, whether you're cleaning, let's just start off with a deep breath. So we're going to breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we're going to let out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, ready? Deep breath in. And out. One more time. In. And out. So if you don't know much about affirmations, you just basically listen to the affirmations and you repeat it. You can either repeat it out loud, you can scream it, you can yell it, so that it gets into your brain, into your system, into your body, and you believe what you're saying. So for me, when I normally listen to affirmations, I'm typically showering. I know that's kind of weird, but I'm typically showering so that I'm just alone and I am to myself and I'm actually believing, you know, what I'm saying. You know, I'm fully focused on these words and I'm, you know, taking it all in. So wherever you are, if you want to pause this and come back to it when it's a better time for you or whatever, if you're cleaning up, I like to listen to affirmations when I'm in the car, you know, typically when I'm by myself, so that I can actually take it in and actually believe the words that I'm saying. So if you like to listen to it in your headphones, whatever it is, all you have to do is listen to each word after it's said. Then you go ahead and repeat it to the point where you're believing it. You're believing it. You're not just saying it. You're actually believing what you're saying is true. And I believe 100% that's how affirmations work. And this would be on my podcast for you to come back to, you know, anytime. So you can listen to it daily, weekly, or just when you're having one of those days and you can go off somewhere by yourself, go for a walk and say these affirmations. So yeah, let's begin. I am a wonderful mother. I trust my motherly instincts. I am exactly who my children need. My children are happy. My dreams matter. it's okay to accept help. The difficulties that I face are only temporary and they make me better. I am more than just a mom. I am grateful for the time I spend with my children. My body is deserving of love. I take care of myself because my children deserve a mom that is happy. I am worthy of receiving love. I am calm and patient with my children. I am calm and patient with my children as they grow and learn about the world. I am doing my best, and that is enough. I am a great mother. My children trust and look up to me. I am a confident, loving woman who sets an amazing example for her children. I am raising an intelligent and well-mannered little human. I am the best mother in the world. I have so much to be grateful for. Motherhood has revealed my strength. I am a wonderful mother. Now together, let's go ahead and breathe it out and shake off those negative thoughts and bring in all of those positive affirmations we just said. Okay, so six count in, six count out. You ready? Let's go. Breathe in. Now out. Breathe it in. And out. Perfect. Great jobs, moms. I'm so proud of us. And I hope you guys know that being a mother, you'll get to experience the unconditional love from our babies. That is my very favorite part. Like literally when I have that mental breakdown or just a breakdown, whatever, you know, when I get upset or I'm not handling my emotions correctly. And it's like literally I can go back to my baby 5 minutes later and apologize and love on her and kiss on her and realize that is the unconditional love that I've been waiting for my whole life. So that keeps me going. And the fact that I have someone that's looking up to me, you know, that's giving me the most precious love in the world. You know, we are only here. I don't know what happened. My mic just cut off and I was getting in my zone, but I'm just going to hop right back into it. I was just saying to have someone to look up to you is the most precious thing in the world. And we are here to shape our children, to help and shape them into who they are supposed to be. You know, we can't force anything, and we have to remember that we are their person, you know? So we have to always remember to pour into ourselves, because they are, every day they wake up, they're watching everything that we're doing. They're looking up to us. They're amazed at things like, I can take my hair out of a bonnet and Parker's like, wow, mommy, your hair is beautiful. It's pretty, you know, like things like that. And I'm just like, yeah. So that motivates me when I'm on one of my bad days or I'm going, I remember those good times. Like when my baby wake up from having this tantrum and when she's like, she's going to love me 2 seconds later, you know? So I just want to be here to motivate our all of us moms that it's okay to have bad days, you know? It's okay when they're having those tantrums, you know? It's okay to let them have tantrums. It's okay to let them feel their emotions. And sometimes we get caught up on the way that we were brought up, and it's like, you know, sometimes those things aren't healthy. Excuse me. Sometimes those things aren't healthy. Sometimes those things are toxic. And they're not what our kids need, you know? And I'm just a firm believer on let it out. Scream and holler. Do whatever it is that you need to do. But it's sometimes it's very, very hard for me to settle into those emotions. Because it's like, what are you crying for? You know, when they're just having those tantrums for no reason or whatever. So, mommies, we got this. We got this. And I'm always open and welcome to, you know, vent to me, vent in my DMs, vent to me, or email me, write me, whatever it is that you women are going through, us women are going through. I'm okay to give my advice because I'm one of those moms. I'm trying to break those generational curses that was put on us, you know? So I'm so happy we were able to do this today. And I hope that you guys can come back to this and recite these affirmations. So when you are having a very rough day or a tough day with your children, your kids, your whatever, your if you're babysitting, whatever it is, you know, just come back to this and repeat it and say the words. And I promise it'll make you feel better. I promise it will remind you that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. And yeah, I want to end this off with a prayer that I found for mothers. So before you guys go, if you guys can just take a second and listen to this prayer. Okay, so this prayer is called A Prayer for Yourself as a Mom. Father, I thank you for this calling of motherhood. Give me a heart of compassion and understanding towards my children. Help me see them as you do, precious souls entrusted to my care for a short time. Father, I confess the times I have not been a worth example to my children. Search my heart and remove any impatience, harshness, indifference, anger, or frustration from me. In those places, restore understanding, gentleness, kindness, acceptance, and unconditional love. Amen. Have a great week, moms. Love you. Mwah.